Hi.
Welcome. Welcome. We're here at KFJC. And now, what is your writer name?
My pen name is Jen Burke Anderson.
Okay. I didn't want to give out and spill the beans and say something wrong.
No, that's okay, because my name is up on the KFJC website as the playwright for Paper Thin, which is the play that I wrote and got produced with the Pandemic Players.
Pandemic Players, right.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was really cool. And today's even kind of neat, too, this whole spoken word thing. I'm really having a blast with it. There's so many ways to go around this, but I think today you're going to read something live for us here at the station.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So if you don't mind, I think I'm going to start with something that's a little bit on the longer side, maybe at about 7 minutes. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Can't wait to hear it.
Okay. So this is a poem that was actually published in something called the Lowestoft Chronicle. So that's an online literary magazine that's all about travel. So if you want to find that online, it's lowestoftchronicle.com. And this is called Sevilla Trio, and it's all about Seville in the year 2020. So here we go, Sevilla Trio, it's in three parts. Part number one, Señor. The old man on the C3 bus examines me with medical-grade curiosity, with questions pure as you can cut them, only flecks of God and memory, dirtying the dose, questions that thread out his eyes like burls of cigarillo smoke across lemon-lime go-go cerveteria tiles, like milk exploding down through black coffee in little glasses on cracked marble tables. His final spin cycle, the downward yanking catechism sandpapering him from within, leaves me safely behind the shop window of Catholic desire, where I find myself sugaring into a pose I've never quite before, one leg thrown over the other, one buttock rolled onto, wrists crossed at the knee, shoulder crimped to ear, lips pouting straight down the road. It is Spain to be female and 50 and looked at this way, as though you are an antique spark, now younger than the future itself. And I wonder who she was, Señor, why you see that year in me now. Part two, Love Train. On the Plaza de las Terracinas, along the trails of speeding Deliveroo scooters, under plastered posters for co-work spaces in the innovation zone. Schoolgirls still play choo-choo with the sash of their mother's dress. Engine girl takes the center of the strand, caboose girl the ends, and in between all their friends play cafe cars and carriages, shuffling in time in a giggly squiggle around stands of men smoking with heads together. Down rivers of tables slaked with dirty plates, empty beer glasses, ashtrays, señoras in puffer jackets and church skirts, on folding chairs painted with the names of the elders. Engine girl hits the brakes, boom! They pile up and fall over, howling, clutching each other's shoulders like drunk men burdened with each other's joy. And the trees and the church steps and the birds and the sky and the girlhood of early night. Part three, Teatro Central. We were the incognito soul of the party, two crashy Americans lacking scarves or aspirational eyewear, swiping abandoned pint glasses off tables and clutching them to our guts, camouflaging against Seville's intelligentsia, crept upstairs with a faked Euro gait, checked out the installation, the Global North artist statement Esperanto, Contexto, Feminista, Interactiva, Apropiacion, all employed to assassinate a beloved Spanish arts icon. Could you call it an achievement? Outside, a worryingly warm February. Mud-bloodied Guadalquivir, night gushing under the white steel stab of the Alamillo. Weedy esplanades, crumbly concrete, student-y shrieks from the reeds. We're too young to say buenas noches, too old to join them, the boringly global party armies, reimagining Europe's citadels as international school franchises. Mac stores in the monasteries, bacon sushi in the panaderias. Are we any better, I ask, as we turn back to our hotel, our candled casbah of goddess cottons, tasseled canopies, jeweled sconces, carved ceilings, checkerboard floors, Moorish arches, tiled fountains trickling in the atrium. And that scent, dowsing the memory somewhere between cathedral incense and teenage sex in a car. I mean, we're Americans. We make any place worse just by being here. Give this place 5 more years. Switching my earrings, penciling the arches of my brows. It'll be just like anywhere else. Lipstick, killing the lights, addressing my street-lamped yellow reflection. The Lingvo Internazia has arrived. It listens to Lana Del Rey and only takes Apple Pay. Tickets the size of postage stamps slipped down our sleeves, and off we go. Calle San Luis, supermarkets, zapaterias, a side street, a dog, finally a parlor, black lung hot and dark. Iron woman heel crack, oil gush guitar slashing our walls, splashing our wills, screwing our ears out. Voodoo diamond shriek spikes the length of madhouse halls. Not even periscoping kid bots can dim this satanic spark. Out, out, tonight, cut. Exorcism flows with what absolute murder pipes flaming earth core up to earth's baking crust, dusts us all with holy death chills and the necks and the sweat and the shoulder tats and the horns and tails of black blue light. The final clack, a guillotine blade cleaving off a gulp of silence, the gasp just before a spectacular fall. And that's it.
Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Written in February 2020. So that was just 1 month before global lockdown.
Oy, that was a good one. Holy man. I like where you said they had the tickets in your sleeves, the very small for the, you know, it reminds me of Paris and the Muni there. I mean, not Muni, but there, you know, the...
Yeah, yeah.
Little small little tickets that you give.
Yeah, it's one of those travel details that, you know, when I read this again, it does bring it all back.
I like the way that the prose works, how you've done that. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to read it.
Amazing. We need to do this more often, I think.
We need to do this more often. I've got other shorter things ready to go.
Let's go. Let's you want to?
Yeah, I want to.
With me right now is Jen Burke Anderson. She's doing live readings here on KFJC. Jen, you've known Ann Arbor since, 30 years, she said. You two go back.
Yes, I've been volunteering with the KFJC in various capacities. Yeah, for just about 30 years now. So, let's see. I'm going to read this one because it's about music. This is a prose poem, so it's on the short side. It's called Involved. Could you make sure the band gets this? I pressed a 5 into the waiter's hand. The wine bar jazz duo were the first proper live music I'd seen in 20 pandemic months, but they'd forgotten to put their tip jar out before taking a break. Oh, the waiter reared back a bit to examine me. I thought you were their manager or something. Really? Why? Well, you were so involved in the music. Involved. Tapping my fingers, singing along, digging the solos, applauding when the song is done, formerly known as natural human behavior, now so rare as to be suspect, as to suggest some ulterior motive. Looking around the place, I could see his concern. I was supposed to be 20 years younger and falling face first into my pocket screen with glass rocks for eyes. Where is the exit sign? How do I get out of this place? How do we slow the reproduction rate of this failure to thrive? Moreover, who will inoculate us against it? There's no profit in the remedy. The best we can do, I realized, and ordered another drink, is a bit more pocket change for the boys in the band. And that's it.
Aha.
Yeah.
When did you write that?
Very, very recently. I'm not going to tell you how recently.
I miss concerts, by the way.
Yeah. It's painful, isn't it?
It's pretty, I've never lived through a pandemic before.
Nor have I. Yeah. I mean, this is the first global pandemic, really, we've been through in, I think, 100 years. So, I could go into the whole story of what happened to me, but that's a story for another time.
All right. Well, we'll do that maybe next time. You have another...
I have one more.
I would love to hear it.
I think let's do one more. And
great.
I will leave you to your devices.
Thank you. This is great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is a gas.
It's a total gas, man.
So this is another prose poem.
Okay.
It's called This Is His Body. What must his family think? The Russian boy with scoliosis, who has cleverly, crassly fashioned a living, turning film crews upon his slender self, taking physical therapies in exotic locations. Sometimes a young nurse in the Crimea, lipstick, top knot, décolleté wraparound lab coat, works him over. YouTube will pitch you action films and muscle bulking milkshakes. Other times, a pot-bellied Istanbul barber percussively smacks the skull of our young friend and kneads his nape into cherry red dough, adds for cat toys and culinary cruises. Part travelogue, part medical pornography. The slish of skin on skin with ambient backgrounds of muezzin calls to prayer, or the Slavic mob techno of passing cars. Oh, Malchik, we watch from America. Malchik, we with no seaside sanatoriums, no ritualized touching between men to pluck the action film gristle out of manly living. All mystification, we watch your bare-chested submission to these body pummelers in Bangkok, in Minsk. And yet we in Menlo Park, we in Portland and Providence need no translation of your expression from the massage table. The reclining, long-drawn porpoise smile of the entrepreneurial lover, the exhibitionist who knows every crevasse, every desperate cavity deep inside his audience.
Man, Malchick. Malchick, Malchick.
Malchick, oh Malchick.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate this.
No problem. And it's can I just say it's been such a pleasure to listen to all the spoken word today. I think KFJC has been sounding terrific, and I think this has been a great event. We ought to do it more often.
Absolutely. I was kind of precarious at first. I'm going, oh my God, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, where would you go with this? Is there enough? And then of course, once I started kind of like my brain free floated, and I wait a minute, you could go do this for a month,
right?
2 months, start, 5 months.
Once you start, yeah. Well, once you start kind of searching your memory, it just all comes up, doesn't it?
It's crazy. It's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's kind of
right.
That's kind of it.
Thanks, Jen. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Brian Chandler.
Okay, Jen Burke Anderson here at KFJC, and we'll holler at you hopefully very soon.
Absolutely. Please do.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.